Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas. I'm also joined by my co-host, Luckett Peris, here on www.goforgold.lk as we bring you all the news you need to note down. Today being the 4th of July, 2026, we travel to Antigua, we go up to Southampton. We also take a look at what's happening in the tennis world at Wimbledon 2026 from Southwest 19. And of course, peep into Argyle International Cricket Stadium as well. So plenty to talk about. But then the feature or the story that's hitting the headline is Sri Lanka's performance at the end of the first stage play in the second test between Sri Lanka and West Indies. Sri Lanka winning the toss, electing to bat first, came up with a sterling performance, 338 for the loss of 5 wickets. Lahir Udara, who was a replacement for Pathum Nisanka, who's injured, came up with his career best, a brilliant 188, good exhibition of test class batting. He was supported by Kamindu Mendis, the vice captain, who made 84. Dhananjay De Silva, the captain, chipped in with 33. At the wickets is Kusal Mendis, who's still to open his account, and Senal Dinusha is on 5. Samir Joseph, 2 for 60. Now, this pair have to bat very well and try and build a big score, because that is extremely pertinent for Sri Lanka to be competitive in this test match. Okay, still sticking with cricket, let's go down to the Goa International Cricket Stadium, where India A and Sri Lanka A are playing an unofficial four-day test match. Remember, Sri Lanka was 285 for 5 at the end of day one, with Captain San Arachige on 83 and Chambira Gunasekara on 6. But on day 2, Sri Lanka was bowled out for 366. Saman Arachige, the Sri Lankan captain, impressed with 127. Overnight batter Gunasekara was out for 13. There was contribution at the back end from Sudhira Thirakaratna, who made 20. But I think, on the whole, India will be very happy because they ended the day on a high, 247 for the loss of 1 wicket at stumps, with Sai Sudarshan batting on 104 and Davud Padikkal on 94. The Indian bowling was very impressive because we saw Gunnur Brar taking 4 for 77 when they had the Sri Lankans bowled out for the total of 366, and Sayanesh Jain 4 for 92 with Thakur chipping in with 2 for 46. We also got brief scores of two games, that is the Sri Lanka women under 19 in a 50 over game against the Indian under 19ers at Pondicherry. The main scores, the Indians batting first were bowled out for 209, and Sri Lanka were bowled out in reply in the 42nd over for 160. So India win comprehensively yet again by 49 runs. Then at Southampton, the English under 19ers completely outplayed the South African under-19ers in their second ODI. South Africa bowled out in the 40th over for 227, and England get to the target in the 39th over, 228 for 2, with Ben Dewkins making 118 and Rocky Flint of 79. Right at Wimbledon, Southwest 19, one of my favourite destinations personally, because I spent a lot of time back in Wimbledon in 1975, and I watched a lot of Wimbledon tennis during my tenure in England, and I'm so excited to bring you this news. Right, the first news is Serena Williams, as you know, the 44-year-old superstar, is under a cloud because she is nursing a knee injury and very emotional as well at the moment, because she got undone in the single set by young Maya Djokic. But she's got a big game coming up because she's playing a double doubles with her sister Serena Venus Williams. Now, the problem is because of her injury, the organizers, I'm told, have been very kind in postponing her match for today. So we'll keep our eyes open on that. In other news, in Wimbledon, Naomi Osaka got the better of Daria Kasvitakania, 6-1, 6-1, Jessica Pegula, the American-dominated Manirio 6163. And here is a surprise that Roman Saifulin scored a massive upset win, beating Joe Fonseca 6-3, 6-3, 6-3. And the other feature, of course, is Nova Yannick beating Arthur Rindik, while Yannick Sinner pushed past Jansen Brodsby into the next round. So that's a comprehensive win for the two men as well. Well, that's the news from Southwest 19. But then let me wrap it up with FIFA news, where Switzerland has got the better of Algeria by 2-0, and Egypt beat Australia in a penalty shootout by 4-2. That's about wraps up our podcast for today. We look forward to your company yet again, as usual, tomorrow at the same time. On behalf of my co-host, Lakith Pires, this is Brian Thomas signing off, wishing you all a very blessed Saturday, spinning you a couple of songs for your listening pleasure.